Well, hello and welcome to our seventh call. Now, I just want to celebrate you and thank you for being a part of this program and taking the action steps and empowerment tools and using them to create and live your new life. So today's call is going to flow like this. We're going to set our intention for this program and this call, and then we're going to review the empowerment of executing your new routine, and then we're going to dive deep into visioning your new life through the empowered love energy of intention and experience a new meditation that supports gratitude, setting your intention, and visioning your new life. And then we're going to recap. Okay, so first, we solidly set our intention for this program, and we've come together to learn how to bring your heart and brain into coherence, to feel safe, and to heal and rewrite neural pathways of belief, freeing you from the pain of the past, to raise your vibration to that of the limitless love of the greater consciousness of that divinity within. And we want to create and live your life from this love vibration, no matter what's going on around you. And our intention for this call is to more fully align with our intention to understand how our energy works and how to use the power of that energy to create and live our new empowered life. So together we set our intention. Oh, so just close your eyes. And just take a deep cleansing breath. And just to exhale fully, just pushing out any stagnant air. And then just take another really deep breath. And while your eyes are closed, we're going to set our intention. Let's just focus on the feeling of that breath coming into and exhaling from your body. And just listen carefully to my voice. And feel the energy of my words as you breathe into this intention. So as a collective, we come together with deliberate effort and focused attention to expand our awareness, to understand how to better use our power, to learn and follow through with action steps to improve our lives and fulfill our dreams, syncing with the greater consciousness as one with the divinity within, empowered and fearless. Now with eyes still closed, just focus for a moment on your heart. And with another deep breath, just shift your focus to gratitude. And just immerse yourself in gratitude for those blessings in your life. And just follow those blessings to more. More love, more joy, more happiness. Opening your heart to all the possibilities of your human experience. For you are truly limitless. Infinite Spirit, in deepest gratitude, we thank you for all that's ours by divine right, having reached us now, under grace, in miraculous ways. And we ask, dearest angels, surround us with your diamond steel force field shield, filled with strength, stamina, and healing energy that deflects negativity in all directions of time and protects us from all viruses. We are safe. In deepest gratitude, we thank you. Okay, so I want to begin today's call by reviewing why we're here. You joined this program to improve your life. And I'm presenting this program to support you to do just that. And I would love it I would love it. You know, if I could just snap my fingers and all your pain of the past would just be gone. While learning at the same time, learning what not to do again, you'd be basking in the glow of love energy, fully immersed in gratitude, vibrating at that high frequency, broadcasting out love energy with the full belief that you're worthy, deserving, and good enough to receive all the wonderful experiences, the loving relationships, and the material things that are in your field of potentiality. You'd be fearless, happy, not only enjoying your life, you'd be loving it. But I don't have the power to do that. What I can do is keep reminding you of your power, that beautiful power within you to create and live your fulfilled square of life. I believe in you. I know you have this power within you. No matter what's going on around you, you have the power within you to create something new, something you love. And if you've been with me for a few years, you know that I overshare. You know, I've shared what a mess I've made of my life before I learned I could do something different. And I've even shared the times that I knew better and I made a mess anyway. And then I changed all of it. You know, so as I was getting ready for the class and putting my thoughts together, I remembered when I was a young teenager, standing in a cotton field, chopping out the weeds at, oh, dark 30 in the morning, the dew brushing against my legs, making all that dirt stick. And I knew with everything in me that I could create something better. I did not like chopping cotton. And then at 18, I was sitting at the kitchen table looking out at the moonlit backyard, wondering how I was going to get out of a marriage that was not working. Getting so far down that, you know, the only way to go is up. But I figured that out. And then 15 or so years later, lying in bed in a cold sweat, praying that I could keep Jesse and myself safe from my meth addict and dealer ex-husband, knowing that he would kill us if he was told to, or if he just decided that's what he wanted to do, because meth addicts don't think past what they want right this moment. But fortunately, he went to jail before he could do that, and he got clean. And then 25 years later, sitting in a chair by the window, pulling in the light of a full moon, calling on the power within me to escape the narcissistic relationship I was in that was sucking the life out of me and would surely kill me if I didn't do something, I asked for help. And again, my angelic team stepped in and told me what to do. They told me I had to consciously choose to be happy. Happy within myself, no matter what else was going on around me, no matter what anyone else was doing around me. So I did. And with that decision, that intention, I got stronger. I created the Game of Life Manifesting Playbook, and I wrote in those daily journal pages every day. And I got even stronger. Holding my happiness, no matter what he was doing, no matter how he treated me, no matter what was going on in the world around me, I consciously chose to be happy within myself, and I was. And my angels told me to focus on gratitude, and I did. And then miracles started happening. That happiness that I was feeling inside myself, that energy of gratitude, It was being mirrored back to me. It miraculously opened doors. Money came in to support me to move, and a place to move fell in my lap, and a way to get there miraculously popped up. And I started my life over at 61. Never thought I'd do that, but that's what happened. And it's possible. It's possible to change and improve your life no matter what your age or your circumstances. If I can do it, you can do it. No matter what your life looks like right now, no matter what area of your life you're struggling with, you have the power within you to improve it, to change it. You have the power within you to be happy, no matter what's going on around you. And I fully believe in you. And when we have the tools, and you do now, when we have the empowered support tools and know the energetic action steps to take, there's nothing but your own procrastination to stop you. Procrastination is the enemy within. And I'm not talking about patiently accepting and building the strength within you to master your energy. I'm talking about putting off till tomorrow to implement your routine, your new routine. Putting off till tomorrow just to focus on gratitude. Putting off till tomorrow to immerse yourself in the love of a meditation. Putting off till tomorrow to write in your daily journal pages. You know, when you can claim your power, celebrate when you're using it, and infusing that situation and people with love when you didn't use your power. Transforming all the pain, shame, guilt, feelings of abandonment and betrayal, anger and anxiety, and being overwhelmed. You can transform all of that to love and set yourself free. That's what this is about. That's why I'm sharing all my dirty laundry with you. I share to support you to face what's not working for you. Face what you don't like about your life and use your power to vibrate in the love that is your essence and improve your life beginning today. We don't have to wait till we're so far down that the only way to go is up. But I know that's the human way of doing things. We just kind of putz along, not liking something about our life, but we're in a familiar routine of dealing with it. Just moving on, and most of the time in survival mode, because that's the only way to operate is in survival mode, just surviving. You have the power to stop all that struggle at any time. You are this beautiful light. You are the light to see through your darkness. To see through the pain that threatens to hold you hostage for the rest of your life. You have the power to say, nope, not letting that happen anymore. You have a life to live. You are valuable. You are worthy. It's your birthright to live a fulfilled square of life. It's your birthright to live your version of heaven on earth. Whatever that looks like for you, happy, fulfilled. No matter what your life looks like in this moment, you have the power to improve the areas you don't like and bloom into more greatness in the areas that you're happy with, creating and enjoying even more happiness. And as I just mentioned, our typical human way of doing things is to do nothing till something is so painful, till there are so many red flags in front of our face that there's nothing more we can see. So we have to do something to improve our life. It can't go on as it has been. And some people call this the dark night of the soul. So many of us allow our life to get this far out of control because we're stuck in survival mode, just getting through the day, There's no energy left to think. And then something happens and we snap. Like that last straw on the camel's back, and the dark night of the soul takes over. That pain gets so bad that we have to do something. However, now we know how to recognize that we're in survival mode. And we know what to do. We know to address the belief that our physical body is now safe, creating that clear line of demarcation between being safe and not being safe. And we learn that, yes, we truly are safe. And from this state of awareness, knowing we're physically safe, we can breathe. And we have meditations and physical activities, the action steps of writing in our daily journal to bring our mind and body into coherence, to feel harmony within, a peacefulness, a calm, and to expand that awareness to feel the love flowing through our body, to immerse ourselves in gratitude, even when nothing has changed externally. We now have the strength within us to shift our energy from the fear to love through meditation, breathing, nature, conscious effort of choice. All these things change the fear, it transforms it. And oh my God, if you're like me, you may have lived years of your life not knowing that you could consciously choose to be a different energy, a different person. We have all these tools, and when used one after the other, they are powerful. Consciousness is your superpower. Awareness is a superpower. The vast love energy within us is it's our superpower. The act of infusing someone or something with love is to use that superpower. When I think about infusing someone or something with love, I get this visual of Spider-Man shooting webs from his wrists. You know, we can send love out that same way. You know, shoot it out there and just encompass somebody with a web of love, you know? Love begins with the heart. If you've ever watched Cesar Millan, and I used to talk about this a lot in classes, you know, he was the dog whisperer. I don't know if he still is or not. I don't watch him anymore, but he would point to a dog and the dog would calm down. He was shooting calming love energy from his heart out his finger to the dog. Love begins with his heart, and with intention travels through his body, down his arm, to his finger, and fires out, enveloping the dog with love, and the dog calms down immediately. The only reason it doesn't work for you yet is because you just haven't perfected it yet. Practice. It'll happen. The woman who attuned me to Reiki, God, I just remembered this years ago. She said, I was moaning about people tailgating. I lived in Colorado Springs and the traffic was horrendous. And I was whining about people tailgating. And she said, you know, you can fix that. I was like, no, how do you fix that? And she said, if you just take your hand and throw energy into the back seat, throw energy behind you at them. Now, you have to be careful. You really want to have dark windows if you're doing that these days. But throwing the energy back there, the person behind you will back off. And I've tried that, and it does work. So, immersion into gratitude is a superpower booster. Forgiving what's been held in unforgiveness, accepting what your life is, and deciding, fully deciding, nope, not doing this anymore. I'm not in agreement. But I accept this is what it is, and now I accept the power within me to improve my life, and I'm using it. Setting and anchoring a love-based intention, an impassioned, elevated, fully aroused intention of thought that stimulates the universe into action. And you better buckle up, because life changes. Synchronicities start to happen. People show up to help you. Opportunities fall into your lap. Doors open. And a lot of times when people start to get what they want, they're hesitant to take it, because change means experiencing life differently, and it's unknown. This really isn't the time to go into fear. Not when you're getting what you want. Don't be scared. This is the time to use all your support tools. Be the love vibration. Love heals all things. Love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. Love is who you are. When you're fully immersed in the love vibration, vibrating in gratitude, feeling the feels of limitless possibility, this is living. Even if it's only just within you, sitting quietly in your room or in nature with eyes closed, fully immersed in the vision of what you want your life to be, feeling the immense pleasure of being, doing, and having what brings your heart the greatest joy, all with our eyes closed. Your body is so subjective. It believes what you're experiencing in your mind with your eyes closed. It believes it's really happening. This experience practiced over and over again, fully immersed in the vision, breathing in the gratitude, being the new you, inevitably becomes your reality. This isn't faking it till you make it. This is laying a roadmap to your future through your energy. Your energy is broadcasting out to the universe a new signature of energetic being. And your body becomes this magnet for the universe to mirror those experiences back to you. This or better. Your energy is the cause, and the reaction of the universe is the effect. Your life changes and becomes a new cycle of exciting fulfillment, cause and effect, over and over, till your life is joy, your square of life fulfilled, living your version of heaven on earth. This is possible. You are so incredibly powerful. When my dad died back on Halloween in 2005, every time I'd talk with him in spirit, he'd tell me, "You have no idea how powerful you are." Well, he said this to me, but he was talking about all of us. We have no idea how powerful we are. It's time to use your power. But to get there, we have to change your routine of waking up worrying about the day, or your kids, or your life, or your money, or your job. Anything you're worrying about, stop. Stop. The other thing that Daddy kept saying to me was asking me, "What does worry do to enhance your life?" Well, gosh darn it, the answer is nothing. That worry energy locks you into a perpetual state of that cycle of fear, and it's got to go. No more worrying. And if you take nothing else from this program, take this, my voice telling you, no more worrying. Worrying does nothing to enhance your life. It doesn't help you. It doesn't support you. Worrying hurts you energetically, spiritually, and physically. Worrying will make you sick. And before your brain goes to the thought of, I can't stop worrying, yes, you can. And then that next thought is, I won't be responsible if I don't worry. Well, that's a lie that we're programmed to believe. The truth is, worrying is the least responsible thing we can ever do. I used to believe worrying was responsible. The entire foundation of my life was based on worrying about everything. And then I learned how dangerous it is. How worry is a form of self-sabotage. Worry is an energy block. If I could stop the worry, everyone can stop worry energy. If I could do it, everybody can do it. Because I was immersed. That's who I was. So back to your routine. How do you wake up these days? Are you using your empowerment skills? And what are they? If you had to explain to someone what you're doing to improve your life, what would you tell them? How would you explain shifting, healing, and transforming the fear you've had buried in your body, shifting all that to that higher vibration of love energy, stepping into euphoric bliss? How would you explain that? Can you write out what you're doing, explaining the why, the how, the action steps, the support tools? The more passionately you feel this love energy, reconnected with the powerful, beautiful love that is your essence, the more powerful you are at bringing into your reality the experiences and material things that reside in your field of potentiality. Question is, will you step to the plate? Well, I'm not in my 20s anymore. Not even in my 50s. So there are days that, I just don't want to do anything. But I can breathe deeply into love. I can immerse myself in love because it really feels good. Even when I'm really tired and I can't hold my eyes open in for another moment, I can snuggle up with magic, take a deep breath, and turn on a meditation. I may fall asleep, but that love energy still flows into my ears and throughout my body, and I wake up feeling great. And just as I'm going off to sleep, I can feel that tingle of the love vibration, and with the shift of the changes of the notes of the music, it becomes a magical sparkle in my body. I love that. There's gratitude. Because it just feels so good. I know this isn't your first rodeo. You've taken other classes, read books, and they were awesome. You had aha moments of inspiration and understanding, but did you hold on to those? This year is a pivotal time. The energy of this year supports you to take the classes, the books, and the experiences farther. The energy of today's world supports you to master managing the love that is your essence, to experience the totality of the love of that divinity within as one with the greater consciousness. And what does this mean? It means you have power and dominion of your affairs. Over your life, you have power and dominion over your life. Don't like what it looks like? Change it. Don't like what you're experiencing? Change it. Use your superpowers. Use the energy within you. Sounds easy, doesn't it? I love that I can make it sound so easy. It is simple. It's crazy simple. Just apply, rinse and repeat, apply, rinse and repeat. And it works. Life doesn't happen to us. We create it. Oh my gosh, when I learned this, I was so horrified. There was no way. That's why my life was a mess. I was collateral damage. And to a degree, I was. But for the most part, I created the reality of my life. I put myself in those positions. And with that understanding, if I could do that, I could create something better. And so can you. Use your empowered support tools. Take charge of your life. Create and implement the best routine that works for you. When is the best time in your day? What are your action steps? What do you do to fully immerse yourself into the highest vibration of love possible? You have the power. How are you using it? You know, last week I mentioned an interview with Dr. Joe Dispenza talking about gratitude. They'd studied over 1,000 people practicing full immersion into gratitude for 10 to 15 minutes a day, at least 3 times a day. Their immune system was boosted 50%. They can measure that. I've been doing practicing the gratitude along with earthing and grounding my body, and I've noticed significant, sorry, I need a drink, 1 second. I've noticed significant clarity of thought where technology and behind the scenes work is involved. My productivity has soared. My body has felt so much better. What we're talking about here, you know, this program, I can talk about this stuff in my sleep, but when it comes to technology, I was finding following a sequence of what needs to happen challenging. Because I do all my own work, you know, all my own internet, website, all that work with PayPal and the website and AWeber and all the folks. I do all that myself. And I was finding some of that stuff challenging because it's like, oh gosh, what do I have to do next? Oh yeah, I have a list. I didn't need the list. Mm-mm. No, I set up 3 different programs last week, just boom, boom, boom. Complete clarity of thought, total focus, got it done. It was amazing. And others who are shifting from fear vibration to love vibration on a grand scale, like we're doing right here, they're experiencing the same result I am. Clarity of thought, focus, more peaceful, calm, able to observe from a foundation of love instead of react through fear. You have the power. Are you using it? Well, one way to know that you're definitely making progress, that what you're doing is working. Do you feel alone? Not lonely, but alone. Maybe disconnected. Separated is the best word. Like you're separated. Remember in our first call, I shared the side effects of using your power? I told you about how your new self will probably begin to feel alone, separated from something. Maybe it's just a vague feeling, but it's there. I shared that the angel showed me that this experience is the new self vibrating in love, separating from the old self that was immersed in fear. But that old self feeling is familiar. And if we don't consciously acknowledge this is happening, we could easily revert back to the old self because that familiarity feels good. It's familiar. Even if we didn't like being that old self, it's familiar, and to humans, familiar feels good, even if we don't like it. Please don't revert back to the old self. If you haven't listened to the first call, it's available on the Deep Dive Central webpage. Listen to it. You know, clearly, I kept reverting back to my old self. I'd get out of a mess, and then next thing you know, I'd be right back in there again. Because I would expand to this new me until it felt so unfamiliar and so unknown that I crawled back into the old self. I don't want to do that anymore. And I know you don't either. Remember, the old self suffered in survival mode, struggled with pain of the past, locked there, repeating the same awful experiences over and over again. You don't want to go back there. You know, I've been there and done that and don't want to do it again. It's no fun. Don't make the mistakes I have. Learn from them. Set and anchor your intention now and commit to yourself with impassioned emotion. You have stepped to the plate and you will implement your power to the best of your ability every day. Set your intention to improve your life a minimum of 1% every day. 1% isn't too difficult. You'll probably far exceed 1%, but 1% as a minimum is a piece of cake. You got this. And every time you fully immerse yourself into that love vibration, forgiving what's been held in unforgiveness, immersing yourself into gratitude, meditating into a new state of being, and bringing that love vibration back with you to your waking, walking state, you infuse love energy into old, negative neural pathways of belief, rewriting them, healing that pain, leaving the past behind. You heal the pain of what's been buried in your subconscious for years, and you set yourself free. Free to be who you want to be. Free to feel what you want to feel. Free to send out a new signature of energy to the universe, and the universe responds, mirroring back to you that beautiful love that is your essence. And just to clarify, that love that is your essence fully matches the love vibration of your field of potentiality. Florence calls this the realm of perfect ideas. Scientists call it the quantum field. That's where all those ideas of experiences and material things, they're vibrating at the same vibration of the love that is your essence. That vibration, same vibration of the fearless you, matching this vibration, brings to fruition the manifestation of all that resides there, fulfilling your square of life. The sinking of this energy, yours and the energy of your field of potentiality, will bring to fruition your version of heaven on earth as your human experience. When you consistently broadcast out that energetic signature of the vibration of the love that is your essence to the universe, the manifestation of everything that is in your field of potentiality becomes your reality. This is the law. Consistency is key. Remember, falling back into worry and fear is like applying the gas and the fear brake at the same time. You're going to manifest what your most impassioned energy is, and if it's fear, you're not going to like what you manifest. Using your power to consciously choose your vibration and being aware of your energy changes everything. Your awareness supports you to use your power before life becomes so painful that you're left facing the dark night of the soul. That feeling of being powerless, feeling trapped, getting so far down that the only way to go is up. So let's join together with the full intention that those days are over. You're using your power now, actively using it to feel the happiness of gratitude every day, more often throughout your day than not. Feeling the limitless possibility of your life when you wake up, feeling the joy of being you. Loving your life even when nothing has changed outside of you and there's no sign of change in sight. Vision it. Vision the change within your mind's eye and feel your new life. See it. hear it, taste it, feed your human spirit love, and your life becomes love experiences. What does love taste like? It tastes good. It tastes like euphoric bliss. It's a tingle of vibration throughout the body. What were your energetic choices today? Did you make good ones? If you did, celebrate it. If you could have made better energetic choices, but maybe you didn't use your power, don't beat yourself up. Instead, infuse that situation, the people involved, and yourself with love. Transform the energy from painful or unsatisfactory to better, to love. Open the way for new, higher possibilities, a higher outcome. And if you're attuned to Reiki, Reiki situations, people, yourself, take the love a step farther to full life force energy, love of the highest order. And even if you're not attuned, you hold that energy within you, that life force energy, and intention is everything. Infuse all with life force energy. And remember, you can't be in love vibration and fear vibration at the same time. You're in one or the other, never both. So do the best you can till you can fully feel that satisfaction, that immersion of shifting your energy out of fear to love. And this may take a few tries. Don't be discouraged. Your effort is always improving your skills. The more you practice, the more you implement, the more you immerse yourself in love and gratitude, the more powerful you become. And then using your superpowers is naturally how you operate. And that is our goal. Daily using all your love vibration empowerment support tools, taking the action steps without thinking, just doing, and being love of the highest order. At this stage, your beautiful new life flows to you. You don't have to go get it. It flows to you. People show up to help you. Inspiration flows through your thoughts, and you have the strength and stamina to follow the action steps. Before you is your new life. What do you want? Who do you want to be? How do you want to serve the remaining days of your life? Serving fear, procrastination, or fully living in the love vibration, experiencing your version of heaven on earth? Showing up, stepping to the plate, consciously choosing your life. You have the power. This, taking these action steps, rewires your brain. Making conscious decisions, choosing to be the love vibration, rewires the fear thoughts and beliefs that have been ruling your life. The past is the past and it's over. You live in the present moment of limitless possibility. You get to decide. You get to decide how you're going to use this moment. Don't let the opportunity to use your ability to consciously choose pass you by one more moment or one more day or one more week. Use your power. It's safe for you to use your power. You don't have to wait till you're so far down and life is dark. Shine your light right now in any area of your life that you'd like to improve. Face the fears there. You know, quantum physics teaches us when you observe, when you're facing it and you observe energy, it reacts differently. The moment you observe those fears, they'll begin to lose their power over you. Okay, so now we're going to experience our newest meditation. We'll elevate our vibration to gratitude. We'll make a conscious decision on what we want, and then we're going to immerse ourselves in the vision of experiencing what we want like it's happening right now. So think about, what do you want? How do you want to feel? Where would you be and what would you be doing? Who would you be with? What would you smell, taste, hear? Involve as many of your senses as possible. Okay, so I have to apologize. I'm not sure that the volume is correct because I was trying to adjust it while the dishwasher was running. So if it's a little loud, I'll turn it down. And so we begin. Just get comfortable. And with your feet flat on the floor and your hands gently in your lap, just close your eyes. And with a deep breath, just focus your attention on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? And now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. Focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And we come together as one with singular intention to shift our energy to the highest vibration of love, as one with the divinity within. And with a slow, deep breath, we consciously choose to be the love vibration. And now with another deep breath, we focus our attention on gratitude for the blessings in our life. And we immerse ourselves in the elevated, impassioned emotions of gratitude, of appreciation, and we feel the aroused love vibration flooding our body with the bliss of gratitude. And in deepest gratitude, we anchor our intention to experience the desires of our heart. And with a slow, deep breath, we consciously make the choice. What do I want? And now, in deepest gratitude, we see in our mind's eye, we experience the desires of our heart. We see the experience. We feel the experience. We hear it. We taste it. We open our heart to the greater expression of who we are, as one with the greater consciousness where all things reside in our field of potentiality. We are one and the same. Limitless. With a deep breath, we broadcast out to the universe this impassioned, elevated emotion of gratitude, holding the signature of our desires. And the universe mirrors back to us this or better. See the vision. Feel the energy. This or better. Repeat after me. I am one with the love that is my essence. I am one with the divinity within. I am grateful, whole and complete. I graciously receive all that's mine by divine right. Under grace, in miraculous ways. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we ground into this love energy and bring it back with us. So just allow roots from your feet to go down into the soils of Mother Earth, all the way down to that core healing love light at her center. And those roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you. Anchoring this love that is your essence, this power within you, it's anchored here. And with another deep breath, just pull that power and that healing love energy of Mother Earth, pull it back up through the roots, back up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so let's recap. Today, we look closely at why we're here in this program and just how powerful we really are. We looped all the modules together, your power within, feeling safe, overcoming survival mode, acceptance, intention, visioning, gratitude, quieting the mind, and infusing love. The action steps in the empowerment support tools are simple, extraordinarily simple. Remembering to use them is the tricky part, and that's why the routine is so important. Simply writing in your daily journal pages every day is life-changing. Behind the scenes, the writing strengthens and expands your awareness, leading you to use your power, and next thing you know, you're taking deep, cleansing breaths automatically, not because you set a timer to remind you. Consistency is key. Using your empowerment support tools, taking your action steps through non-negotiable daily routine ensures that using your power becomes your new normal way of living your life instead of defaulting into fear. We have two more calls before this program completes, and you've learned some remarkable skills. If you're ready to take them to a new level of mastery, I'd love it if you join me for the Empowerment Implementation Intensive. It's a 3-month program where we meet weekly to dive even deeper into using your energy. It's similar to a mastermind without the mastermind fee. And we'll be getting clarity of thought, setting intentions, managing energy, and magnetically attracting what you're focused on. And I'm going to be with you every step of the way, supporting you when energy blocks reveal themselves, holding the safe space for you to face the past, heal it, rewrite neural pathways of belief, and solidly anchor your new self. No more struggling. No more survival mode. No more feelings of betrayal, abandonment, guilt, and shame. This program is structured for healing from the inside out in real time together. And you can reserve your seat now. And I'll include the link in our Messenger account and in the email with the notice that the recording of this call is ready to download. But how are you using your power now? What have your aha moments been? Do you have questions that you haven't asked? Please ask me. No question is too small or too out there. You got to remember who you're talking to. Nothing is too out there. Your homework this week, along with implementation of everything we've been discussing, is to write out what you're doing to shift your energy from love to fear to love. Why, how, and what you expect your results to be, as if you're explaining what you're doing to someone who's really interested. Keep in mind that the more deeply you explain, the more deeply you understand. And that's what I love about teaching these classes. I stay active. I'm reminded to use my own power. But best of all, I love supporting you to improve your life. Oh, and one more thing before we complete. I would really love it if you would send a few lines about what you're getting from this program, your aha moments, how you've improved your life, what's changed, how you see yourself now, what you see changing and improving. Tell me what you've learned about yourself. I'd love it if you could send that to me. Okay, so I just want to thank you for being here, and this completes our call.